So there are four things that you need to do to have a calm, confident 2026 planning session. Are you ready? Let's break it down. I'm looking at my planner and I'm asking myself, what is the calmest, most productive way that I can create a 2026 plan? And I'll tell you, my head immediately goes to my brother, who is an ultra marathon runner. And for those of you that aren't familiar with ultra marathoning, it is either 50, 75, or 100 miles. He prefers 100 miles. And this guy comes into town. I live in the desert. And he runs 100 miles in the desert every year for the last 5 years. Now he plans accordingly. When you run that far, you bring a crew with you. Crewing is a lot of fun. It's actually a lot more fun than running 100 miles. But he knows and he plans for how hard the race is going to be. He plans for the hard from a mental standpoint. He plans for the hard from an emotional standpoint. So we set up our little station. Now, we only see him probably four times in the course of a 24-hour period because he runs a little loop and he swings back around. And there are different things for different stages in the race that he needs from a support standpoint. And I have to tell you, I always love driving to the race with him because he's got his pump up music going. So there we are in his Jeep in the dark of the morning in Arizona. The top is down, the wind is in our hair, and this music is just pounding and it's getting him into beast mode. Now, I'm not saying you have to be in beast mode, but what I am saying is you got to plan for your race and you got 2026 coming up and you've got to plan for the emotional and the physical parts of this thing that your brain may or may not be supportive of you doing. You know, when we teach calm confidence, 100% it is about tricking your brain that growth is okay. Your brain doesn't like growth. Your brain isn't set up for growth. So when you set big goals, you can see how your brain goes, maybe not. That's why every year when you go to plan your new goals, you have this tightening in your chest and this nagging sense, especially if you missed last year's goal or you had some missteps, that you need to lower the bar. It's just simply your brain trying to get you to understand safety is better than growth. So what you want to do is you want to help your brain start to see the things that are safe and ignore the evidence, and it will look for it that things aren't safe. And we're going to do that by just realigning some thinking here. So instead of judging ourselves harshly, we're going to prepare with appreciation. You see, when Rob runs his 100-mile race, there are many different aspects of it that honestly, I would never, ever sign up for. But he enjoys it. Like, he appreciates the grind. He appreciates the testing to see how far his body can go. He appreciates all the feedback, also known as failure, from the previous years, and he uses it to fuel his planning for the coming year. So let's break down these four steps in concise and simple ways so that you can apply them to your business. Step number one is reframe winning. For the love of Pete, this is the lesson of the year for me. I had no idea that what I was setting myself up for was to never feel like I was winning. Like, I always moved the goalposts constantly. I'm not sure where I picked that up. I'm not even sure why I was so excited about that. But it wasn't until I was completely and utterly burned out that I realized I have a lot more success than I've ever, ever given myself credit for. And I need to learn how to appreciate the winning that's happening in the moment. You see, when you are setting your goals in the future, so far in the future that you're always moving your goalpost, you're really in judgment mode. And that judgment, that whisper, it's telling you, you haven't done enough. Or it's telling you, if you stop now, judgment, it's all going to fall apart. So you have to redefine winning in a way that allows you to have appreciation for the work you're doing every single day. So it's not about how much you sold every day. It's not about that annual goal that you can't celebrate for a year, or that 3 or 5 year goal that you never get to celebrate, or that you're always moving. Your brain needs to have these little wins every single day so that it can see you winning and see you improving and say, okay, this is safe. This is safe. This is okay. This is safe. Like for me, instead of setting these goals and only focusing on my happiness when they were achieved, I set my day up so that I can win every single day. So for me, and it's going to be different for everybody, but for me, it looks like, hey, how can I have 3 to 5 meaningful conversations with human beings today? Like, how can I start 3 to 5 new conversations where I'm truly connecting and loving the people that I'm talking to? Yeah, I know. That's different. But I love that so much more than I've got to get 20 people to buy from me today. I got to get somebody to do something for me every day is not something you control. But I do know, I've been around the block smarter long enough to know that if I actually started 3 to 5 new conversations every single day, I will hit those goals and I'll enjoy it in the process. I'll wake up every day excited and motivated to work. Why? Because I love people. I have a high value to connect with people, and I get to play out that value every single day. So what are you going to do to redefine your goals? Common mistakes people make are the goal is too vague. You can't win a vague goal. The goal is too large. It's too large. It's too big a step for where you are and the amount of time and resources you have. You can't win that game. Or if you're like me, you set the stinking goal out just so incredibly far that you never actually get to celebrate your success. So create a vision for 2026 that you can trust yourself to show up and achieve. All right. Step number 2, upgrade yourself instead of downgrading your dreams. I'm going to say it again. Upgrade yourself instead of downgrading your dreams. Every one of you are at a place, I know you are because your brain is wired for safety and not growth, where you are going to be challenged to downgrade your dreams, especially if your last year didn't go the way you wanted it to go. And I want you to think about expanding your capacity, expanding your capacity. You see, Rob didn't start running 100-mile races. He didn't go from like a 5K to a 100-mile race. Too big a goal, too big for the resources. He started with marathons, and then he went to 50-milers, and then he went to 100-milers that weren't in the desert. And then he came out here. And as I mentioned, I think 50% of the time didn't make it, didn't achieve it. But he always learned and enjoyed the experience and asked himself, what do I need to do differently next year? In other words, how do I need to expand my capacity? And he knows. He knew. It was things like, I need to drink more water. Capacity, right? I need to not get in my head about the heat, because the first year he ran, because he doesn't understand the desert. He's like, yeah. And he's out there without his shirt on or a hat on. And yes, in walked heat poisoning, sun poisoning, and heat stroke. Like, it was bad. It was, we knew the signs, right? So we knew, hey, slow down, keep your pace. Like, it's all in how do you expand your capacity. He had to expand his capacity for running a steady race instead of running a fast race. Most people aren't going to run 100 miles fast. And most, and can I tell you this, y'all? I've been there. I've done it. I've bought the t-shirt. Speed isn't the answer. Unless you're in like a car race, speed isn't the answer. In business, speed isn't an answer. Sustainability and scaling is the answer. And I have been addicted to speed. And I can tell you every other person I know who's addicted to speed has burnt themselves out. Calm confidence is the new strategy. It's not about speed. So you have to expand your capacity, the skill, the support, the courage to be calm while you're building your business. And remember this, judgment shuts everything down. Appreciation creates action. So when you look back at your year and you can assess it, and you can even look at your failure as feedback and assess it. Like when Rob didn't make it because he was dehydrated, we learned from that failure and we carried it. We didn't judge it. We learned from it and we got excited about fixing it in the next year. Step number three is success by subtraction. In other words, decide what you're letting go of. What people don't understand is every year, you are required to do some trade-ins. And that trade-in looks like old mindsets, old beliefs that aren't serving you anymore, strategies that are so outdated. Say yes to get rid of the outdated strategies for sure. Do you need to let go of guilt? What do you need to let go of? Do you need to let go of judging yourself? Also guilt? Because the way forward is to make capacity, to increase your capacity to do more and to do better every single year. For me, I wanted to increase my capacity to show up and love people every single day. I'm not going to lie. I was 100% focused on it's about getting the goal. It's about hitting the goal. It's about hitting. Let's all, what are we doing today? We are hitting the goal. Made me absolutely a great person to team up with if you wanted your goals to be hit, but it didn't create a lot of fun for me or people that I worked with. And as a matter of fact, we all burned out together. I remember like about 10 years ago, I was coaching someone on my team and I was like, she was like, okay. So she came to me with her goals and her objectives. And I was like, oh, well, like you missed a bunch of these objectives. And she's like, but I showed up and I had fun. Doesn't that count? Now, I will tell you at the time, I'm embarrassed about what I said, but now I get it. Yes. Yes, indeed. That does count. And if that's how you want to measure your success, mwah. More power to you. So decide what you're letting go of. Is it your ego? Is it bad strategy? Is it guilt? Is it outgrown, outdated beliefs? There's something in there. Every year you need to unload things from your emotional backpack. All right. And last but not least, and I do not mean this in even the smallest cliche kind of way, you got to be reevaluating your why for success every quarter. Every quarter. And let me tell you the most important reason why. And again, it's not just this thing you do and you're like, oh, I want it because of my kids. And oh, I want it because of it. Like, you got to feel this thing in your bones. And here's why. Because it is very easy in business, and it is very easy with the advent of the internet and social media to adopt other people's values. It's really easy to start to think that you're excited about something that has nothing to do with you or what you value. So it is especially important, and during your calm confidence planning session, that you ask yourself the question, why? Why does this need to work? Why do I want to do this? Why do I want to do this more than anything else I could do to create an impact? So I hope that that is helpful for you. I believe that it is. So if this resonates with you and you're wondering, where can we get more? How can we get involved? I want to invite you. I want to give you a special gift inside the Sales Confidence Studio. I'm going to give you a free 7-day trial to just get in there and hang out with us and understand how much you are important, how your dreams matter, and how many other people like you want to create impact without losing their soul. I'm Genevieve Scorie. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.